Good morning. So this long gospel has the image of a person who is in trouble. Things are not looking good for him. His future looks bleak. I think we can all identify with someone like this. No one's life goes perfectly. I'm sure you can think back in times in your own life when you thought things were going smoothly and then you got bad news at work or bad news from a doctor or bad news from a family member and wondered how you were going to get through it. The bad news that this guy gets, he deserved. He was a bad accountant. He was a crooked person. He had been overcharging his clients. I think most scholars agree that what happens here is that he knows that he's going to be let loose. He's going to be fired. He's not going to have a job. He can't dig a ditch and he can't do this. So he wants to be welcomed into other homes, and so he takes all of the accounts that had been overcharged and brings them back to their honest amount. So he finally becomes an honest man, and perhaps that will bite him well in the future. So it has a happy ending. But I think this gospel invites us to look at how this happened. How, not so much how he got in trouble, selfishness is everywhere, but how he got out, and how he got out of trouble is a lesson for all of us. What he does is he recognizes that this bad news is coming to him, and the first thing he does is he stops. He stops the bad behavior, stops doing the bad thing that he had been doing. And then he thinks. Remember, he says, "I know what I will do." He thinks about his situation. That's important, to take the time to contemplate and to not jump to conclusions and not to move too quickly and not to move too rashly, but to think about things. And then there's the most important step, was the third one, which is where he acknowledges his own participation in the problem. He acknowledges the part that is his fault. Not everything bad that happens to us is our fault, but we can always look at least something that might be there. So he first stops, then he thinks, then he acknowledges his own part in his bad situation, and then he makes a decision. He makes a decision to do something about it, and then finally, he acts. So a lot of people make decisions, but then they just leave it that way. They don't really do anything. So then he acts. So he first stops, he thinks about things, he acknowledges his own part, he decides what he's going to do, and then he acts. And so it has a happy ending. I think that's a lesson really for all of us, that when we get bad news, if we kind of go through those steps, then I think like the man in this gospel, we can find our way through it. Of course, I've heard this gospel all my life, but I recognized it happened in a very powerful way in my own family. And I told this story to our school kids on Thursday, but years ago, my mother was diagnosed with a very, very severe cancer, a very severe illness. It was very serious. We were all concerned. We were all praying. That was a major problem that she was facing. And thanks be to God, she got very good medical treatment, and she lived for many, many, many more years afterwards. But looking back on it, I can recognize that she followed this gospel. The first thing she did is she just kind of stopped, kind of reflected on things, and then she kind of thought deeply about the meaning of this illness in her life. And then she acknowledged her own participation. Sometimes we can kind of shoot ourselves in the foot through bad health practices. Sometimes we can really be our own better doctor if we choose. She made some decisions and she acted. So she changed a lot of the way she lived. She began to practice. She was so grateful to be healed of that illness that she just didn't leave it there. She changed the way she lived and practiced, you know, good health habits. She got exercise every day. She got full hours of sleep every night. And she was especially focused on good nutrition. So good nutrition, good exercise, you know, all these things that just helped so much. Good sleep. She was especially focused on good nutrition, so she would only buy foods that didn't have this bad thing. My dad used to say that we had a house full of non-food, you know. but it was all very healthy things. So, and she lived for many, many years afterwards. I think that is a powerful, really, lesson for all of us. At some point, if it hasn't happened already, some bad news will come our way. And this is kind of a beautiful gospel message of how to face it, to stop, to think, to acknowledge, to decide, and to act. We actually do that at every Mass. Every Mass, we actually follow this as well. We've already done part of it. At the beginning, I asked you all to kind of think about your sins and think about forgiveness. So that's where we stop, think, and then acknowledge, you know, what are the things that I'm doing wrong? Where am I shooting myself in the foot? Where am I not practicing good, healthy habits, whether they're physical habits or moral habits? We do that at the beginning of every Mass. And then comes the most important time, is the time that we make a decision and we act. And that's at the end of Mass. That's coming up after communion. Because what's happened is that you have now taken our Lord into yourself. You now have this presence of our Lord within you. You've already thought and acknowledged, and now is the time after communion to make a decision how you're going to act differently the rest of the day. That's why that time after communion is so incredibly important. I'm giving a message to everybody right now. After communion, you receive a personal message from God in that communion meditation, and then you make a decision and how you will act differently the rest of the day. This man had a good result at the end of his life. I hope that every Mass produces a good result for every one of us here this morning.